for a full investigation. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. House Republicans have already been warned that the Justice Department may not be able to accommodate their requests for information when it comes to the White House documents scandal.
At the end of the day, we believe there should not be a double standard. Our country is one in which a meritocracy should be at the very top of things. And at the end of the, again, and most importantly, that the rule of law is equal to everyone. And right now, we're not seeing that.
Congressman Burgess Owens, classified documents were found at President Biden's Wilmington home and in office. Earlier this week, he said he has no regrets. Debate over the debt ceiling could push the document story off the front pages.
Right now, Republicans and President Joe Biden talking at each other, not with each other. The White House message is they're going to refuse to negotiate over anything having to do with spending. Now, a senior GOP aide tells me that right now the leadership is coming up with specific asks that they're going to present to the president regarding the debt ceiling.
Fox's Edward Lawrence. A developing story out of Missouri. Authorities say all five inmates who escaped from jail this week are back in custody. Four of them were found in Ohio. As Ukraine pleads for more military assistance for its fight against Russia, Western leaders remain divided. Defense officials met in Germany yesterday but couldn't resolve differences on whether to provide advanced battle tanks.
To the Germans, send tanks to the Ukraine because they need the tanks. It is in your interest that Putin loses in Ukraine.
Senate Republican Lindsey Graham of South Carolina was part of a bipartisan group which met with Ukraine's president in Kyiv yesterday. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
3 years ago, COVID-19 officially reared its head in the U.S.
January 21st, 2020 was the day the first case of coronavirus in the United States was confirmed. The patient was a then 35-year-old Washington State man who had recently traveled to Wuhan, China. He was experiencing fever, a cough, nausea, and vomiting, and had to be hospitalized for over a week. The World Health Organization issued a global health emergency 10 days after the man was diagnosed on January 31st, and the Trump administration declared a public health emergency in the U.S. on February 3rd. Johns Hopkins reports that, to date, more than 1.1 million Americans and more than 6.7 million people worldwide have died due to COVID-19. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Parts of Selma, Alabama were ripped to shreds by a tornado earlier this month, but that won't stop the city from holding its annual celebration commemorating the fight for voting rights in March. The twister had estimated winds of 130 miles per hour. Wedding bells for an American hero.
The Eagle has landed again. Former astronaut Buzz Aldrin has stunned the world once more. The second man to walk on the moon has taken his fourth trip down the aisle. The American hero marked his 93rd birthday Friday by marrying his 63-year-old girlfriend, Dr. Anka Faur, who's also the executive vice president of Buzz Aldrin Ventures, LLC. The two tied the knot at a small private ceremony in Los Angeles on the same day Aldrin was named a living legend of aviation. In a statement, the last surviving member of the Apollo 11 crew and one of only a dozen men to walk on the lunar surface said he and his new bride were, quote, as excited as eloping teenagers.
Fox's Karen McHugh. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.